Amen.
Amen. Amen. Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord today?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, I walked outside today. The wind was cold. It was blowing hard up there. I'm thinking, I don't know if anybody in the church asked for this. But if you did, let's talk later. Because we really need to talk this thing through. Because I'll tell you what, it's, you know, but we are blessed. Amen. We are blessed not only as believers, we are blessed as Americans. Amen.
Amen.
We are so blessed. But we are blessed most of all that we have Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Amen?
Amen.
He is so good to us. Would you please stand? We're just going to pray. God, we thank you for bringing us into the house of the Lord today. God, you are amazing. God, you are watching over your church. You are watching over your sons and daughters. You are watching over this nation, dear God. And we have no doubts, Father, that all things are in your hand.
Amen.
So today our prayer, God, is that your church will continue to be overcomers regardless of what we see and hear on the social media, on the televisions and on the radio and anywhere else. God, our hope is not in even this nation, although we are blessed. Our hope is in you, Lord. So, Father, I pray that you'll lead us into all truth because your word says your Holy Spirit will do just that. So, Father, thank you, God. We've come into this house to worship you. God, we're not going to worship halfway. Amen, church?
Amen,
amen, balcony?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We are coming to worship with everything that we have. Because, Jesus, you are worthy of all, not just some, but say it, church, of all of our honor and worship goes to you, God. We bless you. We give you everything in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Praise God. Come on.
Let hope rise this morning.
Yeah. Amen.
Let darkness tremble. Amen.
Woo. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
That you would desire your light to be seen. Break down our pride and all the walls we've built up inside, our earthly crowns and all our
we will.
hope rise. Darkness tremble in your holy light. With everything we will you, Jesus. Sweeter than anything I've tasted. I wanna know your heart. every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. To those around. verses again. Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you.
Right. Over. He was a little mad that day. He was just a little mad. And as the people of God, we got to stop thinking that we're this meek, voiceless people that sit around and wait for God to move. But I thank God I don't have a house like that here. And you know, when I'm saying these things, you got to understand that when you come in contact with people, you got to speak. You got to say something. And if you can't live out loud in church, you're not going to live out loud outside of church. If you can't find your voice in here, you're not going to use it out there. I refuse to turn off the geyser that wants to come out of my mouth. People of God, we have to find our voice. You have got to find your voice. Is that something you've heard before in this house? Yesterday I was with over 100,000 people lifting up their voices unto God. Over 100,000 at the Supreme Court building in D.C. Over 100,000 people found their voice yesterday to cry out for righteousness. And I'm not afraid to say, who's carrying the righteousness right now? And who's following after the heart of God? There is only one. There is only one. I refuse to vote for sin and death in hell and pedophilia. I refuse to stand for that, and I won't. And neither will you. Don't forget, one of the last things that Jesus did was enter the political realm. Don't forget, when he went before Pilate, he was in the political realm. And Jesus had to make a stand in the political realm for who he was. And so do you. God, I love times like this because this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where you find out who you are or who you're not. This is when you find out who's in charge of your life? Is it you or is it God? Because the Spirit of God cries out from within His people to speak and to stand up and take a stand right now in many arenas. God, I thank You, Lord, that we come here and gather as a church, but we turn around and go out those doors. The mission field is outside those doors. I refuse to hide in a building and then never say anything after I leave it. God, I pray a Holy Ghost fire fall on the church in this nation. And God, I thank You, Lord, that Your mercy is so great, God, that when the church hasn't stood up and done and invaded the political realm and invaded other areas of society, that You're going to do it Your way now. The goodness of God. Have you found the goodness of God? Because whatever, if there's anything, if you've come in today, if you're offended, if you've got stuff that's weighing so heavy on you that you can't find God, you need to get on your face. And you need to find the goodness of God in everything. In everything, you must find that place with God. Or you will be offended. You will be taken out of what God is doing. I'm not interested in singing sweet songs that God show me Your heart and then go out of here and be far from it. Thank God I have a church that thinks the same. Thank You for Your goodness. I thank You, God, for the victory in this nation. I thank You, God, for the victory in the house of God, for raising us up, for waking the sleeping giant. God, we invite Your presence into this place today. Thank You that You offend our minds to change our heart. Lord, search our hearts this morning. Search our hearts, God. Let Your Spirit come into this place, Lord. I don't know. Can you feel the beckoning of God? Can you feel His Spirit beckoning your heart? Can you feel Him calling you in deeper to let go of the distractions and the offenses? I don't know what they are. Lord, have mercy on the bride. Have mercy on the church, God. Have mercy on this nation. Love You. We thank You that You never stop pursuing us, Let your goodness take us over today. And don't let us be comfortable. Keep prodding us, God. Keep prodding us, God. This is not a time to be comfortable.